الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر. With regard to the matter of wine and gambling, this ayat which we had read yesterday refers to that. The first ayat, that was an indication that four ayats were revealed which made legal gambling totally haram in Islam forever. The first ayat was, وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا. From grapes and dates, you people make from their wine also, and very good rosy also. That is, to eat dates, it is very healthy. Grapes are also very healthy, but from there you make wine also. So that was an indication that in comparison to very good rosy, the opposite is very bad, that is the wine, etc. There was a very discreet indication in there that wine is very, very bad, but it was not made haram still. On that, many Sahaba already from that very discreet indication, they gave up wine legal completely. We must remember that this was in the, it was part and parcel of their life, of the Arabs before and the people of the world generally. All were immersed in drinking of wine, gambling, etc. So Allah Ta'ala gradually removed this. That was the first ayat. The second ayat is this ayat that we read, that then the Sahaba, particularly Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was blessed with such qualities that he had a very, very clear and very good inclination towards righteousness. And he wanted a clear decision to be made about wine. So the Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. They ask you with regard to wine and gambling, what is the ruling for that? Yeah, at this stage, Allah only said so much, فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. There is a very big guna in there, but there are benefits also in it. So that was again the fact that Ithmun Kabir, very big guna, that was sufficient for many Sahaba, that when Allah has referred to it as a very big guna, and it paid away, though it was still not made haram. It was still permissible to consume liquor, even gambling. But Allah Ta'ala now made it, said that it's a very big guna, there is a lot of harm. So many Sahaba on that gave up liquor. Then on one occasion, one Sahabi had hosted people for a meal. And after that, they had drunk quite a bit of wine. And then it was time for namaz. And they made Muaz ibn Jabal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the Sahaba, the imam. And in the namaz, he read, وَقُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. But everywhere, the la, he left it out. La abudu ma ta'budun, he read abudu ma ta'budun. I worship what you people worship, that is the kuffar. And again he left out the la ta'buduna ma abud. You people worship what I worship. So the meaning was completely changed. On that Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. Don't perform your namaz when you're in a drunken state, because you are reading things upside down with very bad, the meaning comes out. So from there, liquor was made haram at namaz time. That is, if a namaz is coming and the effect of the liquor hasn't worn away from you, then that is haram. So that many, many Sahaba gave it up when it is haram. For not for namaz, all Sahaba gave it up. It was clear Allah's injunction. When a namaz time is coming, like for example, you drink after Isha, but by Fajr, you will be sober again. Or you drink after Fajr, and by Zohar, you will be sober. So that was still some Sahaba carried on. But the others gave it, for namaz, all gave it up. And others gave it up also totally, because it is a thing that is stopping us from namaz. Namaz they enjoy very greatly. Now we can't read namaz if we're in this condition, so they gave it up. Then after that, Hazrat Ibn Ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made a da'wah, a big da'wah of the Sahaba, They all hate their meals, and then they hate quite a bit to drink as well after that. And because of that, the very rulid behavior came out, fighting with one another, swearing one another, etc. Very bad condition. On that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, give us a clear directive about liquor. Because, see, what great harm has come because of it. And some of the Sahaba were very badly hurt in those fights and arguments as well. On that, Allah ta'ala revealed, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ شَيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. Allah, the shaitan, wants to cause fights amongst you, dissension, discord amongst you. Bil khamri, wal maisiri, wal ansabi, on all these things of liquor, etc., with gambling, etc., he makes you fight amongst yourself. Innahu ritsum min ash-shaytan, these are all filth and dirty things from shaytan, fajtanibuh, so stay away. This was a command now completely to stay away from liquor. And from that day till today, liquor has been made totally haram. And this ayat cancelled the other ayats where there was still permission. And this is the ayat that the command of this ayat remains in vogue till today and till the day of Qiyamah, that liquor now has been made totally haram. When that ayat came down, a person who had it in his store, and the Arabs loved their wine also, and they cherished, as it is said, that the older the wine, the more delicious and the more effective. That old wine, expensive wine, they all broke those bottles, and wine flowed on the streets of Medina Sharif like on a very big storm, and storm water flows like that wine flowed. So that was destroyed. The one who had it in his hand threw it away. The one who had lifted his hand to his mouth threw it away. The one who had it to his lips, he threw it away. He did not take one sip. The one who had a gulp in his mouth, he spewed it out, and it was completely. And from that time, Islam is that, and Muslims are those people who are known, who don't drink liquor, and they don't gamble. Unfortunately, because we are not conscious of our deen, there are people who take to this also. But then it is made now totally haram, and the great benefits that Muslims enjoy by liquor, by staying away from liquor, the money that is spent on it also, and then the very bad effects on a person's health also, then on his mind also. In every aspect, there is only harm in it. And gambling also, the great, great harms which are in it. And Allah's great favor, and He gave us this perfect deen, in which this has been made totally haram, and great benefits we enjoy. As we can well understand, that in our families, in our society, there is no liquor, what benefits. And in that home where there is one alcoholic, in that society where there are these alcoholics, we know the amount of, it's such a great disgrace for that family. The harm that person causes, and a person loses his job, he loses his family, the divorces take place when people are addicted to liquor, etc. So there are great, great harms, and the sin in the akhirat is more worse. So Allah Ta'ala has been most kind to us. He gave us this perfect religion. And also Allah made it that as the iman became stronger, like that Allah revealed His strong ayats also. Otherwise it was not easy that people who were immersed in drinking of wine, for them to give it up one time, it was not easy. But as Allah made it come gradually. And there are great lessons in this for us also to learn, especially people who accept Islam, that we should not just force the whole of Islam at one time on them. They are used to so many wrong things. We must teach them and gradually bring them totally out also. And we as born Muslims must totally refrain from it completely. We must not use any of the ayats or anything as an excuse that there is still some permissibility. There is absolutely no permissibility. It is made totally haram. But we must consider those people who are living in that environment. There are many people who live in that environment of drinking, and their whole life is somebody, Allah gives tawfiq of Islam, then we should try and not just enforce everything at one time. Many times those people give up Islam again because they are so used to it. But a proper effort must be made that very soon, eventually, very soon, they give it up also totally. And we should make shukr to Allah for this great ni'mat of Islam and that perfect way. And all these haram things, Allah has made it forbidden for us. It is a test, it is there, but it is a test for us, and we should not fail in any of these tests. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen, proper amal on deen, and may Allah be pleased with us.